I would like you to expand on the second door. We're going to go through the second door, shut the door, and expand on this question. Who am I? So on the back of what you just said, asking yourself the question, who am I then, who's come in to experience all of these polarities and da-da-da-da-da-da. From your truth at this moment, who are you?
Okay.
Not Sonia.
I'll do it again. I go, well, who's I?
Good. I like that. But I'm still going to get you to expand on it. Okay.
I'm like, who's I? So we're talking about what I see as just multiple levels of, you know, whatever we define ourselves to be. Now, I've always said in workshops and in really exploring this, I think people get confused and summarize themselves as this, whatever this body and this experience is. So most often when we say I always say, well, who are you talking about? Which
I?
Yeah, the I version that's running around being 3D.
Yeah.
Or the I that is a more expansive aspect of all of this.
So I'm asking the big one, the big I.
The big I. Well, it's okay. Maybe this is going to be too simple of an answer, but it is that which is undefinable that that manifests itself in all potentials, in all possibilities, in all patterns of form and non-form. It is that ultimate substance, whatever that is, that cannot be defined. Ultimately, that's what we are. And with the illusion of the fragmentation of being this thing and that thing, it is the same as there is no here nor there. Ultimately, it's what we cannot put to words.
Absolutely.
And I'm showing up. I've reduced myself vibrationally, that bigger I, to show up in this particular form. And I mean, still there are other layers there, but in this particular manifestation of this body. And the fragmenting, the concept or the idea of being of fragmenting is essential. The illusion of fragmentation is essential so that we can have what appears to be a variety of experiences.
Yeah.
Right. So that consciousness, that one ultimate consciousness appearing as these multiple consciousness, is able to have unique expressions and experiences, which is what we see here. But that's how we carry out that which is in the vast imagination of possibilities. Beautiful. So I don't know if that answers your question.
It answered it beautifully. I mean, what I love about the podcast is as each guest comes on, we're all talking about the same thing. We're just expressing it. Linguistically different or in analogies. I mean, I keep mine to the basic. I don't go to, because it is undescribable. It is intangible, right. Omnipotent, omnipresent. However, at the moment, as a Homo sapien, the way to communicate, Kate, is linguistically. But I loved your truth, your analogy, how you expressed it, because I use a very simple one, and I say, okay, I'm going to get an orange, Sonia. I'm going to cut it in half and give you half, and I'm going to have half. And we're both experiencing eating the orange. However, experience it so different. It's going to be
It's unique to each person.